after coming under fire from the media and his own government. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has finally resigned as leader of the National Party and as Deputy Prime Minister. Journalist Ben Eltham from New Matilda joins us on the line now to discuss. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So was this resignation inevitable?
Yes, I think it was. I think Barnaby's position was untenable, and after all of the bad publicity, and of course the very legitimate questions that had been raised about whether he had broken the ministerial standards, I think it was inevitable that he'd have to step down.
Absolutely. Now, how did it take so long? It seemed like there was almost an eternity, and I'll bet it felt longer for him. But between the time that all this came out and then the allegations followed, and for him to finally suck it up and say he had to go, why did it take so long?
Well, it took so long because he was stubborn, I think. I think he thought that he could, you know, fight it out and maybe survive, hang on by the fingernails, if you like. But clearly, I think that was unrealistic. But you saw last week, really, he tried to fight a friendly media campaign, and he did interviews, and he did a lot of media to try and rehabilitate himself in the public eye. Of course, that only gave more oxygen to the fire, and I think that in the end really only harmed him in the eyes of his colleagues.
Now, he was certainly a bit of a bull. He's quite stubborn, as you said. You know, he lost his spot after the dual citizenship controversy, then picked it up again in that by-election. Is this going to be the end of him in politics, or is he going to still be you know, sliding around the place?
Well, he'll go to the backbench now, and he's got every chance of holding on to his seat. Of course, he's still a popular figure in local politics in New England, in New South Wales, and he'll hang around, and he's got every chance of coming back in a few years' time should political circumstances change. I think it'll be very hard for him. He's going to have to do a lot of work, and he's going to have to really rehabilitate himself in the eyes of his colleagues. But this is politics. You never say never.
Well, absolutely. He has to rebuild the trust with the Australian people as well. So how do you think this saga has gone as far as affecting the relationship in the coalition government between the Liberals and the Nationals?
Oh, I think it's been very damaging indeed. There's no doubt that the Liberal Party is furious about what's happened. The government's got a good story to tell. The economy is improving. The government had started to claw its way back in the opinion polls at the start of the year, and they were hoping to consolidate and start to put the pressure back onto Labor. And the Barnaby Joyce scandal has really destroyed the first month of Parliament sitting and really sort of crueled Malcolm Turnbull's options and its opportunities for positive media. So the Liberals are not happy about what's happened at all. They feel like the Nationals' tail is wagging the coalition dog, if you like.
I'm speaking with journalist Ben Eltham from New Matilda about Barnaby Joyce's resignation. Now, the Nationals are set to pick a new leader this morning. It looks like it'll be Michael McCormack. What do you know about him, and how do you reckon he'll go as leader of the Nationals?
Yeah, that's right, Michael McCormack. We don't know a lot about him. He's someone who's been involved in regional and rural politics for a couple of decades now, but he's had a very low profile within the Nationals and, of course, an extremely low profile in federal politics generally. Most voters won't know a lot about him. One thing that has surfaced in the last few weeks is some comments written by him a couple of decades ago, which were stridently homophobic and anti-gay marriage. So perhaps that's not surprising in a National Party politician. Clearly, that's not something that his colleagues are going to worry too much about. But it does demonstrate that he'll have to sort of, you know, I guess, update his image to take account of where modern Australia is at now.
And who do you think will be Barnaby Joyce's replacement as Deputy PM?
Well, under the coalition agreement, even though it's a secret agreement and we're not allowed to see it, the National Party leader becomes Deputy Prime Minister. Yep.
All right. So that's as you said, he's probably going to have to update his image. Otherwise, they're going to look a little bit, because that then affects the look of the coalition as a whole. If you've got this guy who's, you know, openly opposes homosexuality, sitting as Deputy Prime Minister for the party who brought gay marriage through.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. And there's a lot of social politics that the Nationals sit to the right of the Liberal Party on. You've got very outspoken people like George Christensen, who's a Queensland LNP member. And of course, things get complex because you've got to remember that in Queensland, the Liberal and the National parties are actually a merged party. They're the Liberal National Party up there. So there's some really interesting politics at play. The government only has a very slender majority in Parliament, basically a one-seat majority in the House of Representatives. So it needs all the members it can get, and it needs the National Party to hold on to all of those members in the next election. So there's a lot at stake here for the National Party to remain popular in regional Australia and for the Coalition to be able to claw its way back in Australian popularity.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Ben, thanks heaps for joining us this morning. We'll be curious to see how all of this unfolds and maybe if things can't settle down in the world of federal politics a little bit now.
Oh, I don't think they'll settle down anytime soon.
Well, I guess that keeps it interesting for us. Thanks heaps, Ben.
Thanks, Casey.
Journalist Ben Eltham from New Matilda speaking about Barnaby Joyce's resignation. You're listening to Breakfast.